This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we propose strategies and solutions for making our lives happier. This week, we'll talk about why you should join us for Walk 20 in 20, and we will revisit an idea that's been super popular with listeners, Power Hour. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and human nature. I'm in New York City, and with me is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft. And Elizabeth, whenever we're together, we go for a walk.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in L.A. And yeah, Gretchen, we try to get 10,000 steps a day when we're together.
When we're together.
We often succeed.
Yes. Before we jump in, a few updates. First of all, registration for my 12-month-long video course, The Happiness Project Experience, is open now. You have a few more days to get the early bird discounting pricing. It ends on this Friday, December 20th. Visit GretchenRubin.com/THPE. That's for The Happiness Project Experience, THPE, to get more details and how to register. And you can also watch some free bonus interviews I did with my daughters and another interview where I answer people's most frequently asked questions about doing a happiness project. Everything is there at GretchenRubin.com/THPE. And it could make a great gift if there's somebody you know who wants a little bit more structure around doing a happiness project.
And Gretchen, we want to remind everybody that the next book in our Happier Podcast book club is Wild Game, My Mother, Her Lover, and Me by Adrienne Brodeur. It is a gripping page-turner of a memoir.
Yes.
And we are going to talk to Adrienne in February. So send us your comments and your questions about Wild Game.
Yes. And finally, just to flag this for everyone, because of the holidays, episode 253 will come out on Thursday, December 26th. We know a lot of people listen to us on Wednesday, and so it will not be on Wednesday next week. It will be Thursday. Elizabeth, I think this is the first time we've gone off Wednesday since we launched.
It is.
This is like a crazy thing.
Oh my gosh.
Woo! Okay. Okay. So let's jump into this try this at home idea. And we are so fired up for this one. This is big.
Oh my gosh.
This is big. It's bold. We're asking you to join in. And it is to walk for 20 in 20.
And this is for all of us, Scratch. We are all going to walk 20 in 20.
Yes, we can do it.
Explain.
Yes, we can do it. Okay. So walk for 20 in 20 is, okay, next year is 2020. Commit to walking 20 minutes every day in 2020. Now, this is 20 additional minutes. So if you're already walking 17 minutes, like walking to your car, walking to your office, walking back, no, this is 20 additional minutes. So you're going to up your game by 20 minutes. And the reason that we picked this is there is a huge amount of evidence, questioners, I'm looking at you, there's a huge amount of evidence about how exercise boosts health and how it means lower incidences of heart disease, obesity, cancer, dementia, type 2 diabetes. People who exercise live longer, they have better circulation and posture. Exercise helps prevent and ward off depression. It makes you healthier, happier, more creative, gives you more focus, more energy, you sleep better. Anyway, there's just a million ways that exercise, moving our bodies, is connected to happiness and productivity. But 3 in 4 adults don't get enough physical activity. Research says that about 25 to 35% of American adults are inactive, meaning they are truly sedentary. And this lack of exercise is one of the top risks for preventable chronic disease that's been identified by the Centers for Disease Control. And it's just critically important.
Yeah. And Gretchen, one thing that I thought was really interesting is that the biggest benefit people get from exercise is going from zero to some exercise.
Yes.
So if you exercise not at all, which is many, many people, if you add 20 minutes a day,
yes,
it can have a huge impact on your overall health.
Yes, it's very encouraging in one of these things where kind of like the less fit you are, the bigger the boost you're going to get.
Yes, I know. Like, isn't that nice?
It's really nice. And so it's one of these things where it's always better to have more. And there's, again, all this research that just being kind of continuous motion, even apart from like exercise, is really important. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about 20. So just get that 20 of just ambling around.
My question for you, Gretch, is does this have to be a continuous 20 minutes or could you do like 10 minutes and 10 minutes?
Great question. And the research shows you can do 10 and 10 and that it's just as helpful to do a few short bouts every day. And if it feels more doable, then that's great. Like maybe you just want to walk around the block a couple times at lunch and then again at dinner. You know, maybe on your way to work, you're going to do a lap around the parking lot or something. You can do it any way you want. It's just getting going.
Well, I've talked a lot about how Sarah and I take loops around the studio lot. Now, we're not on a lot right now, so we are taking loops around Sarah's neighborhood. We'll just go around the block a couple times. Obviously, when we hike, that's great. But I like this idea of adding another 20 minutes. And the truth is, whenever we do take time to exercise, we are so much more productive. Even during the exercise, we will often have like amazing ideas. So it's definitely worth the time.
Well, that is not surprising because the research shows it does foster thinking. You think more quickly and you think more clearly because like there's more blood flow and oxygen going to the brain. And it's like, you know, you're moving around your eye. Anyway, there's a lot of research about why that might be. And I think this is a great example, Elizabeth. Sometimes I think it's very easy to fall into this trap. I certainly have heard myself telling myself this, which is like, I'm so busy, I don't have time to get up and take a break. Even though the research shows, and we've all had this experience, that if you keep working and working and working, you just kind of burn out, you peter out, you fuzz out. And that by taking breaks, many people say you should take a 10-minute break every hour of work and that really like helps your productivity. And if you're walking while you're doing that, well, then that's just going to be all the better.
And then, you know, Gretchen, in terms of this idea that a little bit of exercise can make a big difference, you and I were thinking about Grandma Winfrey, who is our mother's mother.
Yes.
Our whole lives growing up, she had this kind of ancient exercise bike in her guest room.
Yeah, where they got that. It was so unlike them to have it. I mean, even at the time as a kid, I was like, that's interesting they have a stationary bike. It doesn't seem like the kind of thing they would have. How did they even have it?
I don't know. Maybe a doctor told them to get it. But Grandma was always very athletic. But when she was older, like in her 80s,
yes,
she would do this bike for a few minutes a day.
I don't think she broke a sweat. No, at a very low level of, you know, what do you call it?
Exertion.
Yeah. But the doctors remarked, oh, she's so strong. Her legs are so strong. Because she had just done this little bit. It was like they really noticed it and said how much better off she was because she had just done this little bit. So then the question becomes, okay, maybe you're convinced. There's so much research. And I think a lot of people who don't exercise, it's not because they don't believe it's useful.
Right.
That's not the problem. So then, okay, this gets into this whole idea of how do you get yourself to follow through with this? One thing, just to throw out, there's so many ideas. I mean, I have so many thoughts on this. This is obviously my book, Better Than Before, is all about this. The Four Tendencies is all about this. But just some big things to think about. Research shows that people do a better job following up with something when they have a clear idea. So really think to yourself, when am I going to do this? What does this look like for me? Am I going to be going on a loop around the Disney lot? Is that my idea? Or what is my idea? When are you going to do it? Where are you going to do it? And then think about the if then. What do I do? If I am on vacation, then I will do X. If I am traveling for work, then I will do X. If the weather is bad, then I will do X. Like, think through all of the things that are going to come up and have a plan. That's if-then planning, and people who do if-then planning are far more likely to stick to a plan.
Yeah, and if you're very sensitive to weather, you could do it in a mall. You could go to a big box store. Yeah. Or, Gretchen,
walk around the outside aisle. Those things are huge.
I will point out, if you're on the fence about getting a dog, you know, as we've discussed, once you have a dog, you have to take the dog for a walk. So that would probably right away get you to walk 20 minutes a day.
Yeah, well, and research shows that people who have dogs exercise more than people who belong to gyms. And they enjoy it more. Yeah, there's many reasons to get a dog. yes, you can park far away. And like, you know, if you're parking and walking to a place, you know, that adds up. You can walk with a friend. That's so fun. Then you don't even know. You could walk for hours and not even notice it because you're walking mm-hmm. with a friend.
There's the strategy of pairing, which is like listening to a favorite podcast while you walk or an audiobook.
And the key thing with the strategy of pairing is you only get to do it at that time. It's not mm-hmm. like it's part of everyday life and you do it then too. Save it for the walk. And that will make you want to go on the walk because you're like, oh, I'm dying to hear what's going to happen in the XYZ podcast or, you know, whatever audiobook it is. Well, listen, and then there's the strategy of convenience, which is making it convenient. You've made it very convenient because you have your treadmill desk.
Yes, yes. Treadmill desk obviously helps in terms of walking 20 minutes a day.
And here's something that people might not think about is you can pace when you're on the phone.
Mm.
You know, just like I have an itty bitty office, but I try to stand up when I'm on the phone and just walking in this little tiny circle, I do almost get dizzy because it's so small, but that's helpful. Well, so, and then you can think about it from the tendencies. Ah. So if you're in a polar, put it on the schedule. If it's on the schedule, it's on the calendar, that's going to help you do it. So you just figure that out. Questioners, you need rationale. You need research. So let me suggest to you a book called In Praise of Walking by Shane O'Mara. There's a ton of research. I will post a link to some newspaper articles about this that will give you fodder. And then if you want to read a whole book, In Praise of Walking goes through the mental benefits, the physical benefits, why walking versus other kinds, like the role of walking in like humanity's history and like why walking is so important for us. Get a tracker because you will probably like that monitoring. You like to customize. So you can customize. Anybody can customize. You can speed walk if you want to have it be fast. You can amble if you want to like take in nature. You can, make it right for you. If you are using a tracker that tracks steps, you probably want to aim for 4,500 steps. Research, this was done with a group of older women. So that's a particular group. But that suggested that 4,500 was a very important, if you're using steps instead of time. We're using 20 because it's 20 for 20, but you can also use steps. Obliger, you need accountability. Think about your duty to your future self. Think how great you're going to feel at the end of the year.
People can use your Better app.
Yes, you can. In fact, I am setting up a group in the Better app. So don't download the Better app either on your phone. You can search for Gretchen Rubin Better in the App Store, or you can go to betterapp.us. And I will post a direct link in the show notes as well if you want to do that. So you create a free account. It is free. Search for Walk 20 in 20, and it will show up as a group you can join. Join the group. These are other people. We're all going to hold each other accountable. You can share on social media. Use the hashtag Walk20for20. Send a photo every day. I'm creating a free PDF that will let you don't break your chain. A lot of people find that, of all tendencies, find don't break the chain very compelling. So I'm going to create that PDF.
Gretchen, what about rebels?
Oh, rebels, they'll do it or not, whatever they want. Maybe they like the challenge. Can I go a whole year? People say I can't go a whole year and not miss one day. Watch me. They might like that. And they might like the identity of like, you know, I've always seen myself as an active person and I've kind of drifted away from that. But this is a good way for me to get back to that identity that's important to me. There's a million reasons to do it. And here's the thing. You know, I think for a lot of people, you know, you should exercise and it just weighs on you. Like way back when dad got me to start exercising, I knew I should. I needed somebody to just kind of like give me that nudge and get me going. And
yeah, it's a big happiness stumbling block.
It is a big happiness stumbling block. So join us on hashtag Walk20for20. Get the PDF for Don't Break the Chain. Join the group in the Better app. I also have a one pager, which is the checklist for habit change that will take you through all the 21 strategies for habit change. And you could plug in at the top Walk 20 in 20 and think about accountability, convenience, safeguards, loophole spotting, monitoring, all that. I'll post a link. It's at gretchenrubin.com/resources. We will be talking about this throughout 2020. We're very excited. This is the kind of thing where this could really, really boost your happiness and your health in 2020. You could really come to the end of 2020 and really have made a big difference in just 20 minutes. And it's...
Yes.
Yes. We're excited.
Do it.
Let us know. What are you planning to do? Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. All the stuff that we talked about, you can find the links at happiercast.com/252.
Coming up, a travel happiness hack. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. We all know that our life and our health can be improved when we eat nourishing, healthy meals, but it can be hard to maintain. With Sunbasket Meal Kits, it's easy because they take care of the details. Sunbasket offers 18 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes each week with options like Mediterranean, carb-conscious, vegetarian, and keto-friendly. The recipes are quick and easy to follow, and you can enjoy a meal full of organic produce and clean ingredients that's ready in 30 minutes or less.
Try mouthwatering Sunbasket dishes like salmon burgers with lemon dill mayo and seared squash, or steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. My son Jack loves salmon, and he loves the Sunbasket salmon burgers. Go to sunbasket.com/happier today to get $45 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happier to get $45 off your first box plus free shipping. Okay, Gretchen, it is time for this week's happiness hack. And we stumbled on this hack when we were on our tour with Happier Hour with Gretchen and Elizabeth. And the hack is pick a default meal.
That's easily accessible.
That's easily accessible. And Let me give some context to this. When we did this show, we would have to get to the theater very early for sound check and book signing and all of that. And then we'd have this period between that and the show to eat in, but it wasn't as if we could go to a restaurant.
Right.
So we really needed to bring food with us. And the first few times we realized this, it was like, what are we going to eat? Yeah. What are we going to eat? We were very sort of like flummoxed by this question.
Yeah.
And then I realized, at Starbucks, and by the way, this is not an ad for Starbucks, but it is just true that there is a Starbucks everywhere.
Yes.
They have like these protein boxes that were perfect for me that had sort of eggs and a little thing of peanut butter and a little muffin thing and grapes and apples. And I would just get one of those every single place we went. I would bring it to the venue and I would eat it before the show. And it was just so nice to have something I could count on.
Yes.
That I knew was like a good thing for me.
Well, and one thing that I found as I've traveled is CVS or Duane Reade. Both of those now have small areas. Some are like massive grocery stores practically, but even the ones that are pretty small have an area where they have like little to-go packs. And now they do have a pretty big variety of things. So like they have something, mine is also called a protein pack, and it has like cubes of either ham and turkey and almonds and cheese. And again, it's like, it's this plastic thing that I can just buy at the drugstore. And the thing is, for you and me, when we were traveling and we didn't know the lay of the land, we didn't know the neighborhood, we didn't know if we were going to be at a big hotel that would have like a little pantry where we could buy stuff, or we would be in the middle. Like it was very comforting to know, okay, these are two places that we are basically pretty confident we are going to be able to get to in walking distance from wherever we're staying. And indeed, once we figured out this default, we never didn't have it. We always could find it easily.
And there are many times in life when, like you need something like that.
Yes.
You need a meal that you can sort of have at an odd time.
Yes.
So it's just good to know what is that meal And, you know, how can you easily get it?
Yeah, if you have to run out. No, I had the same thing in Penn Station. I used to be like, what am I going to get? And now I'm like, oh, there's a CVS in Penn Station. I know exactly where to go. And this is what I get if I have to eat on the train, like going to DC or Boston. So, yeah, so this really made us much happier on our, yeah, really reduced our anxiety. So give it a shot. Default meals. And now it's time for a happier highlight. So this is a new, relatively new segment where we go back to something that we know has really resonated with listeners over the year, something that has come up over and over and over again. And this is Power Hour.
Yes, Gretchen, this is one of your great inventions. We talked about it way back in episode 6.
Yes. And I also talked about it more recently in every Monday I do the weekly segment for CBS This Morning. I talked about it there. And it's the fluency heuristic, which is things that rhyme or are particularly memorable, feel more powerful in the mind. So Power Hour feels like a powerful idea because it's such a nice little rhyme.
And what is it, Gretchen? Explain to our listeners who don't know, what is a Power Hour?
So Power Hour is a way to deal with all those nagging tasks that pile up, and they're the things that can be done at any time, so they are often done at no time. And so the idea is you keep a list of Power Hour, and then once a week, for just an hour, you tackle your list. And it's just everything like go to the hardware store to buy that weird light bulb, or go back through my files and see if I can find that old address that I need. It's those little tasks that mount up, and they kind of drain us because they keep, like, you're like, oh, I should really do that. I need to get that. Oh, I got to run that errand. I got to drop that stuff off at the, you know, at the dry cleaners and it, or whatever. And then you do it and you get that surge of energy that comes from crossing something off the list.
Gretchen, Sarah and I have been doing team Power Hours.
Ooh, and what do you do?
Usually instigated by Sarah, and she'll write like all these items on the board and be like, we're doing a Power Hour today. A lot of times it's returning emails that are sort of floating. Mm. It might be nailing down details for a Happier in Hollywood podcast, like, you know, contacting a guest, something like that, or discussing, like, we're trying to do some Happier in Hollywood merch, but like, when do you talk about that?
Right.
You got to create a Power Hour so you have time. And it's very useful to just knock things
off.
Yes.
And it feels
possible.
And then
Sarah erases them on the whiteboard, and it's very satisfying.
Well, an hour feels possible. You know, otherwise it can feel like, oh, it's going to take forever. Often you're surprised by how, like, these things don't take that long. Often that's a pleasant surprise. I have heard of couples and families doing Power Hour. I would love for it. I keep floating it. My family is not doing it. So I envy you, Sarah's cooperative and enthusiastic spirit.
Well, and Gretchen, it's the holidays.
Yes.
So obviously there is always so much to do during the holidays. It can feel completely overwhelming. So doing a holiday Power Hour focused only on holiday things would be extremely useful. I need to do that.
Right, because then you have that sense of focus and like, okay, all these things need to get done by a certain time. And so if I set aside Power Hour, I know I'm going to do it. And it's also this idea that these things kind of float in our mind and distract us. And when you know, oh, well, I'm going to do that on Sunday on Power Hour, well, then you don't have to think about it again. Like 5 days go by and you're not constantly thinking, oh, I need to find that address because I need to send out my holiday cards. It doesn't like keep banging into through your brain because you're like, oh, I will do that at Power Hour. And then you do it and it's done. And it's just like magic.
Power Hour, a happier podcast classic.
Absolutely. And now, Elizabeth, a listener question. You can always reach us by leaving a voicemail question at 774-277-9336, which is also 77-HAPPY-336, or you can email us a voicemail or an email to podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
Gretchen, this week's listener question comes from Donna. She says, I am a questioner and I am also a contract worker, which means I am frequently interviewing for new positions. I was wondering if you had any tips for how questioners can handle job interviews more gracefully. The traits that define me as a questioner make me a really good employee once I land a job in my chosen fields, but I have the typical and somewhat ironic questioner trait of not liking to answer frivolous questions, which means I'm not all that great at job interviews. Any tips I can put to use?
Oh, well, Elizabeth, you've spoken about this before. I think on Happier in Hollywood, you and Sarah talked about the kind of small talk part of interviews and why they're important. So maybe if this questioner understands why this isn't a waste of time, I think questioners are like, this is a waste of time. This isn't efficient. This isn't, I'm not telling you about my skills in project management and accounting. So why are we talking about what I did with my summer vacation? But you see why this is an efficient use of time as somebody who interviews all the time.
Yes, Sarah and I do a lot of interviewing for all sorts of roles, from writers, casting directors, costume designers, you know, assistants. A lot of times we are really just trying to get a feel of a person. A lot of it might be someone we're going to be spending a lot of time with. We already know they're qualified. We've seen their work or read their scripts. It's really more about just getting a sense of who they are. So yes, where you went on vacation is absolutely irrelevant to, you know, whether you can write a show, but it just gets how you talk, your references, your demeanor, all of that just sort of gives us a sense of who you are. So rather than thinking the person is asking stupid questions, just know that there's sort of a reason behind just asking any question that might help not feel like they're wasting your time.
Well, and you can see how this could be a problem for a questioner, because if they feel like it's a waste of their time, they might answer in kind of a curt or sort of exasperated way and really miscommunicate what their actual personality is, because they're just reacting to this question. It's not really a reflection of how they would ordinarily behave if they were in a conversation that to them felt like worthwhile.
Yes. So yeah, that would be my advice, is just assume there's a reason they're asking the questions. It's not really that they care, you know, what you're doing for Christmas. It's just that they want to hear you talk.
And do you feel like you do get a good sense of people from hearing them talk?
Oh yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Right.
Like, luckily, Sarah and I almost always agree.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yes. So the bottom line for the question is, remember, it isn't an inefficient use of time. It isn't misdirected. It's actually just trying to get at what kind of person are you and what are you like in conversation? So it doesn't really matter what the topic is. It's just they're just trying to help you talk. So hope this is useful. If you are a questioner and you have other suggestions for Donna, or if you do a lot of interviewing and you've seen this, let us know if you have any other suggestions. And if you have no idea what she's talking about being a questioner, you can take the quiz at quiz.gretchenrubin.com and find out if you are a questioner like Donna, or an upholder like me, or an obliger like Elizabeth, or a rebel like Pablo Picasso.
Coming up, I have a fall frolic gold star, but first this break.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, Gretchen, it is time for demerits and gold stars. You are up this week with a happiness demerit.
Yes, and this is kind of related to Power Hour, because if you think Power Hour is a way to make sure that you stay on top of tasks and they don't languish, I realize that I don't have a system in my life for kind of making sure that things are moving along. Now, I don't know if you know this phrase, the tickler system. So a tickler system is like something where there's a process in place to tickle your memory, to keep you reminding. Mm. And I remember I used to work for a boss where somebody would sit in a meeting and just like write down everything that all the deliverables and everything that people had promised to do, and then would like systematically follow up with the people like, where is this? How's this coming along? You said you'd have it by Friday. We haven't received it yet. Are we going to get it by the end of the day? All this kind of thing. And it's enormously helpful, because there's a lot of things where you just kind of need to keep the pressure up, or it's something like the flu vaccine where you need to keep on top of it in your head until it actually happens. You know, you need to track it. Mm-hmm. And I don't have that. And I just kind of rely on my brain. And now that there's so much in my brain, a lot of things I don't remember. I'm not tickling myself. I guess it's one of these things where it's hard to tickle yourself.
Demerit is that you're not remembering these little tasks.
Yes. No, I'm not remembering them, and I have not created a system that would help me remember them, because I know that there are systems out there that will help you track it. So I need to figure that out.
Maybe that should be on your 20 for 20, creating a tickler system.
There you go. I am writing that down right now because I am putting together my 20 for 20 list constantly these days. I've been adding to that. Okay, that's great. Okay, Elizabeth, take us up. What's your gold star?
All right, my gold star, Gretchen. So my friend Dana, she invited me to her house for dinner recently. And it wasn't like a big party or anything. It was just a few people. But she took it upon herself to actually send a paperless post, and she named this little get-together Fall Frolic.
I love that.
Which I just thought was so festive. And it was funny because naming it made it feel like so much more special.
Like an occasion.
Yes, like an occasion. And it kind of made me want to dress up because I'm like, oh, well, it's Fall Frolic. I've got a, that sounds like something I should wear a dress to.
Yeah.
It really like elevates the gathering. And I just thought it was just so delightful. Well, I thought, gold star.
Well, and one of the things this reminds me is a long time ago, we talked about like if you were having like a Thanksgiving dinner for a family or something like that, maybe you'd send out a paper invitation to make that feel more elevated. But this is like the same idea, only kind of at a different level, because you were like, this is actually pretty casual. But it, again, was elevated by this sort of invitation. But she did, you know, it was like a different occasion and a different way to give it that extra spark. And paperless post is a great thing to use if you.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So not an ad.
From now on, whenever I have anyone over to my house for any reason, I'm going to name it something like, you know, pool and pizza. Yeah,
guacamole extravaganza. Now you put that on your 20 for 20 list.
Yes.
All right. Okay. They're coming together. And that's it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Get geared up. Get fired up. Walk for 20 and 20. Let us know if you are going to join us in the new year. This is going to be big and exciting. We are so psyched.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, our engineer, Bob Tabador, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Liz Kraft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com.
And if you like the show, please be sure to tell a friend. That is how most people hear about the show, is a friend tells them about the show.
Gretch, that would be a nice holiday gift to us. Tell a friend to listen to the podcast.
Yes, yes. Now, the resources for this week. Now, sometimes people will email me and they'll be like, I don't remember the name of the sponsor or what was this code. If you go to happiercast.com/sponsors, there's a complete list there of all the sponsors, all the promo codes. So if you can't remember the name of something and you want to just quickly look it up, go to happiercast.com/sponsors. And just as a reminder, we really appreciate the sponsors because their support is why we're able to do the show for free to you, because we have the advertisers supporting it. And if you use the promo code, that really helps us, and it really helps the advertiser because it lets us know that you're listening. So it's a big, and usually you get a deal for yourself too, so that's good. Also, we've mentioned it before, GretchenRubin.com/merch. We are so excited finally to have our merch done. I got it crossed up my 19 for 2019 just in time. T-shirts, mugs, hoodies, and tote bags galore. Everything for your holiday wish list.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward. So, Elizabeth, how do you think you're going to get your extra 20 and 20?
I think I'm going to do it with Sarah because I know she'll be into it.
Yeah.
And then we'll be accountability partners, so that'll be much better.
Excellent. From the Onward Project.